Watching a parent age can be tough. 1 in 10 Americans now say they are a caregiver for a parent age 65 and older, according to recent Pew Research. Reporters Blake Farmer and Kara Anthony with our series Health Cue explore why embracing the title of caregiver matters and how recognition and support can make a difference in this phase of life.
Blake, look, I was in denial for years about being a caregiver.
Okay, denial. Why?
Well, first of all, it's a lot of work. It's like I have to do a job that I didn't apply for, and I keep getting promoted without pay. Every year, I'm taking on new assignments and more responsibility, taking my parents to the ER as needed, driving my mom around when my dad can't, light cleaning, meals, the list goes on and on and on.
This, I don't care how many promotions I'm going to get. I don't want this job either.
Yes, it's a lot. But even though I resist the identity of a caregiver sometimes, I wish I had owned this earlier. I recently spoke to Denise Brown. She is a caregiving coach who lives in Illinois. And back in the 90s, she created this framework for caregiving. She has 6 stages. The first stage, the expectant caregiver, actually happens when you start to worry about someone in your life that might need a little bit more help.
And I think what often starts a caregiving experience for individuals is worry. You're starting to worry about someone in the family. And it's not necessarily around defining caregiving by tasks and chores, but about that emotional impact of caregiving.
To be honest, I'm not sure I understand why it matters to call yourself a caregiver, even when you're not what seems to me to be actively caregiving.
Naming it changes the way you prepare for the future. Let's turn back the hands of time. Remember when you were expecting your first child? You didn't wait until that baby was born to get ready.
If I recall, there were a bunch of baby showers. We got gifts. We also got some wisdom imparted on us.
It's the same thing with caregiving. Calling yourself a caregiver and really owning it, when you do that, you're able to tell your friends, your family, and even your boss that you might need a little bit more help and patience. And research also shows that people who call themselves caregivers are more likely to reach out for help. And in several states, they even have some kind of caregiver tax credit.
Listen, if there is a financial benefit, this is something I can get on board with.
But the biggest thing is when you embrace the role as a caregiver, you can have better conversations with the people you're caring for. I just had a conversation with my own mother that probably was the first time we ever really sat down to talk about our setup.
You don't want to put us on the back burner, but yet you have a job that you're working. You don't want to put your daughter on the back burner, but it just, you have your parents that you're taking care of. So that's my concern. I'm concerned about your health as well.
I felt so seen after that conversation with her. So if you don't mind, I'd like to reintroduce myself to you right now. Hi, Blake. My name is Kara, and I am a caregiver to my amazing parents.
Wow. Well, it's nice to meet you, Kara, the caregiver. I might not be right there with you just yet, but it sounds like I am at least an expectant caregiver.
That was reporters Blake Farmer and Kara Anthony with HealthQ, brought to you by WPLN and KFF Health News.